you don't chew on it, it doesn't do that.
There you go.
You might not want your pin back after this cruise.
This is my pin.
No, that's not my pin. But that's the thing is, she's chewed on a pin for 2 weeks when this podcast comes out. True. It's the same pin.
3, 2 We done chomping?
Yeah,
three,
okay.
3, 2
God. You just don't get when you were coming out, I pulled it out.
I heard the chomp, and that's all I heard.
Could you choke yourself with it?
Pretty much. Ever since I had laryngitis, I have not been the same. Hello again, everybody. Welcome to episode 38 of Comic Pop Library. Today, we are going to review the Hunts album. We were young. April's got to correct me. God. Let me start over.
Yeah. What was it? You just tell me. Give me a good hands up. I'm going to take a nap.
Yes, thank you. Oh, 3, 2
Wachacha. What is that? Ace Ventura.
Oh, I know what you mean. Stood
your nose
like.
Yeah, it's like. Wakaka.
I couldn't
have much laugh. Stop! Stop! Oh, you guys, my friend.
Wakaka.
So.
Oh, it's not doing it. Why not?
If you, like, go on back on the back of her neck and, like, kind of, like,
test.
Tickle a little bit, I guess. No, just move your fingers over it. She, like, falls asleep.
Test. There it is.
So all the way on our state forensics trip, like, so one of her friends would go up and do it. She'd be like, stop, 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 and fall asleep. She'd
Shakaka.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because he goes, Chicago.
Shakaka.
Can we start?
We're trying to.
Third time's a charm, they say.
Okay, 3, 2
I've been down this road not too long ago, turning with the wind, enchanted by a friend. When I gave my heart, it wasn't what I thought, came to show I didn't know. This is life, this is war, this is not before. This is love, and this is more. This has sailed across the sea and cried out to the shore. This is love. So this is where we are. Glances from afar, I pulled my love along. Well, maybe I was wrong, 'cause when I gave my heart, it wasn't what you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 38 of Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with...
Chris.
Matt.
April.
Logan.
And today, we're reviewing the Hunts CD, We Were Young, and the movie Parker. And we are going to, as always, start with the movie, and we'll let Matt take off with Parker.
Thanks.
Let's go.
Oh, you want to hurry?
No.
You want to go first, or what?
No.
Oh, okay.
The movie Parker is based on.
Look at it off of his fancy tablet.
I actually wrote notes.
Oh my god!
So I could remember this. Is an adaptation. Who directed adaptation?
Who directed? Who starred?
I'm not the only one that gets tongue tied.
Yeah,
hang on. I'm working on that.
Let's keep going.
Of a novel, Flash Fire, by Richard Stark. It stars pretty much
Tony Stark's illegitimate brother.
Not quite.
No, it's his dad. I think.
No, that was Harold.
What?
No,
that was Harold. That's right.
Yeah. Harold Stark. Yeah. I get it right.
We're already off.
Maybe yeah, we're way off base already. I knew Stark would get it. stars Jason Statham and Jennifer Lopez. Jason Statham plays Parker. And I believe, Richard, you can correct me, is there a whole series about Parker?
I don't know how many novels there are, but there is a whole series for the character.
I'm guessing.
And there's also a...
There's three graphic novels.
Three graphic novels.
With adaptions of the novels.
The reason why I asked who the actors are right away was because you can pretty much tell if it's going to be a bloody action film or a drama.
Not with this one.
Nope, not
really?
With this one.
You think it's going to be a bloody like action
exactly.
film, like hardcore?
Like Transporter and...
Yeah, well, kind of my thought. You know, I like Jason Statham as an actor. I love his action movies. I thought, yeah, this will be a great one. Yeah, not so much. And to give you a little bit of the story, Chris, because I know you didn't watch it. And
thanks for pointing
he
it out.
Is. I don't think you ever watch whatever.
Yeah, it's a fact. You don't watch them.
I don't watch. I don't read, evidently. I don't.
Chris is just. He's just a sound guy. He's just
he just sits there.
Hey, I like that. I'm just the sound guy.
But he's a criminal with a code of ethics,
yep.
kind of to say.
Yep.
Uh-huh. He
That's an oxymoron.
Yes.
Explain that it is.
Do what? It's not an oxymoron.
He will.
Oxymoron.
He's kind of.
He's a
this
thief?
Is a Battlestar Trek.
Yeah, Battlestar Trek. Okay, can I get on with this here?
You know, it's. I guess you could Chris. See him as sort of a Robin Hood character. In
kind
a way.
Of. Not really,
well, because
he'll steal from anybody.
At the beginning, he said, I don't steal from anybody that can't afford it, and I don't give to anybody that doesn't need it.
Exactly. True. So he kind of. In a way, he's kind of that Robin Hood type thing, but he has the code of ethics of if you set out to do something, you don't deviate from your
plan,
what you've done. You know, you don't kill anybody. You know, you don't do this. I know at one point in the movie, he shoots a guy in the leg, which I actually found that quite humorous.
Yeah,
we like leg shooting.
I have bulletproof vest. Boom! You shot me in the leg. He goes, yeah, you got a bulletproof vest on. It won't hurt you.
But it's not bloody or anything like that.
It's not really. The only real bloody scene is the fight scene in the hotel room where he gets the. Crap.
That was pretty intense.
Whoa, Jason Statham gets beat up.
Yeah.
He kills the guy.
That's backwards.
But the movie starts out, he's dressed up like a father, minister, pastor, however you want to say that, Catholic priest.
Yeah.
Priest. And he's going into a state fair, I think.
Ohio State Fair.
Ohio State Fair. That's exactly where it was. And they basically rob the state fair.
Yep.
Some things kind of go a little awry in the robbing.
Was there a lot of money in the state fair?
Oh, yeah. They were basically robbing the ticket booth.
It was 200 grand per person. It's
five per five of them, something like that.
So around 10.
After the robbery is all done and they're leaving, the leader of the group. Pardon me. Basically says, hey, you give us this money and I can give you 10 times the amount of money I get this other job. I need
you
this
all
money
get like some million?
Several million.
A
something
lot,
like that.
Yeah.
And he says, no, we had a deal. This is the code. You don't deviate from the code. They basically shoot him, beat him up, throw him out of a moving car, all kind of in the same scene, and leave him for dead. And a couple find him.
And then these good old Ohioans are like, oh my gosh.
Oh my God. Someone's like,
so
pick him up
this,
and.
There's this underground crime syndicate that has a code.
No,
just him.
It's like a personal thing for him.
Yeah. He crushes the crime syndicate.
Whatever he said, you know, if he says he's going to do something,
he does it.
He does it and he doesn't deviate from it.
Well, where I'm confused was he part of the group or was he leading the group?
He was the leader.
No, he was not the leader.
He was the leader for that mission.
Job.
Yeah.
He was kind of the planner.
How he got it was his wife's father, is a big thief. You know, he used to
I think
be.
He was. I think he's an ex-thief because he.
Yeah,
because
he's really
company.
Old and all that. Yeah, but and so at some sort of party, he talked Parker into going off with the four other guys he had brought together, and he said, "You'll be in. You'll be the lead, though, of that
theft, not of the group. He was just kind of brought in to plan the theft, if you want to say." That's more, I mean, that's kind of where the movie takes off. That's probably the first, 10, 15 minutes of the movie?
Yeah.
At least.
You know, 15, of him doing this job, dying, and then him, the rest of the movie is more or less him wanting to get his
20,
revenge.
200 grand back.
His 200 grand back.
He doesn't care about revenge, he just wants his money back.
Well, no, that's not true, because his father-in-law brings his... $250,000
yeah.
to him, but he turns it down because he said, no, it can't come from you. It has to come from them.
He wants to enforce his ethics.
Right. Yes. Yeah. His code of ethics.
That's pretty much the whole movie is he's enforcing his code.
Him enforcing his code. And he ends up getting new identity credentials from a guy and ends up getting involved in the Chicago mob.
I think so.
One of the squirrelier person of the main of the four
yeah.
guys
four the guy
that he was with
was
a brother to Chicago Mafia.
He was a nephew.
Big dude.
He was a nephew.
I don't know how high up.
And the funny thing is, that's the guy that could have easily been beaten by the Home Alone kids.
Yeah.
It's true.
The brother of the mob boss.
Nephew. The niece? Okay. Here we go.
What he ends up doing is the job is in
Florida.
But I can't remember.
Palm Beach,
which is an island. And they said anybody that would pull a job there would be stupid because as soon as the job gets pulled, they'll shut down the island and nobody will get off to get away from the island. So he has to go and figure out how they're planning to do this job and catch them, before or to get his money back. Jennifer Lopez is a real estate agent trying to make it.
She's a sorry real estate agent. She doesn't.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, she just sits there.
And he said the only way they could basically pull off this job was to get a house, to purchase a house there.
And
that's where they could stay and sit out until they could
leave.
The heat would die and they could leave. So he uses the real estate agent to try and figure out what house they bought to be able to find them is how she gets involved in this.
She is the most unprofessional real estate agent I have ever seen.
Okay, we know you don't like Jennifer Lopez. That's enough.
No, but just her character.
Her character was not
what
as
I expected.
I said, to really honestly... I didn't care for the movie all that much. Mm-hmm. It was okay.
Her character for me didn't fit in. Like, I got the whole the real estate to help him figure that, but like not that real estate. Like, she worked at a really high end real estate agent, but was still living with her mom at this not like just
and
an
was going
average
broke
place. Losing like
and that kind of plays in at the end, which I don't want to give away the end.
Yeah,
but that kind of plays it in at the end that she's the struggling real estate agent.
Yeah, and
agent.
I was like, why are you even working there?
she's looking for the big payday.
How did you
I'm
get
guessing,
hired again?
I'm guessing she's looking for that one big payday. There are a couple. There's only maybe two major fight scenes. You think Jason Statham fight scene? There's one with him in the hotel room where they hire the guy to basically the mafia basically tries to nix him.
The beginning with the vehicle.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then the end.
The one at the bar.
That's not really
there
a
was
fight.
One, but it didn't last. It didn't last long.
That's not really a fight.
The one at the bar. There was one at the bar, and then there was one at the. When he got his new papers.
Yeah.
But they didn't really last that long.
They weren't real big fight scenes. The biggest one's pretty much the hotel and at the end with the guys, in the gang or whatever you want to call it. The thieves, which and there was some comedy, where
I thought it was funny at
but not very much comedy. It's
at the epilogue part, there's like a year later or so, and there's the flash of the two Ohioans that saved him.
Oh, yeah.
And he had sent them some money, like as a thank you. And they were like, none of this happened until we picked up that strange man. We don't think he was really a man at all. We think he was more like an angel. I was like, oh my gosh. It's Jesus.
They were definitely backwoods southern people.
True.
That was funny.
To me, it wasn't...
It wasn't an action flick, but it wasn't a drama either. It was kind of falling in between, and it was trying maybe to be both, and didn't really work.
I wouldn't call it a drama.
Yeah, it didn't. it because there wasn't a whole lot of action. I mean, it was a decent story.
If it went faster.
Yeah, I don't know. Faster, maybe a little more action. That's more what I was expecting from the typical, I think back to the ones he's done, like Transporter series, where they've had the action and the drama in it, but it's good action. It's good drama of a storyline. This one, not so great, in that area.
I think the fight scenes they did, they were really cool, though, because, like, that hotel one was really cool.
Oh,
that
was a good one.
They just didn't have a lot in there.
Probably the best one of the movie was the hotel one.
Yeah. That one, by the way, Chris, is a little bloody.
It is.
Yeah. He basically stabs himself with a knife.
Yeah, to protect his face. It's like...
Yeah, that was a little...
And what is it? What I expected, you kind of mentioned earlier, but I expect, he wants to do his code, but instead of doing this drawn-out storyline about finding them on his own, going through people to find them and leaving a trail of bodies behind to find these people. That's what I look at as a revenge movie and how they kind of portrayed it when they did the trailers.
The trailer scene that you see where the the guy sitting in the end is like, "Who the hell are you?" And I'm Parker. And he shoots him. That's like the last 10 seconds of the movie.
What I didn't get is...
That was the mob boss.
No, I just didn't get why he did it. Because, like...
Because he killed the mob boss's brother, so the mob would come after him if he got rid of the mob boss.
If you remember, they went after his wife, though.
Yes, and that was part of the code, too.
Okay. Yeah, he was talking to his father-in-law, who was like, "Yeah, the mafia doesn't go after family."
And they did, which...
Yeah, they do. Yeah, it's like...
As I said, to me, it wasn't the... And I don't know how the book compares,
I'm not sure.
I've never read
any of his books, to be honest.
Me neither. But it wasn't that great of a movie to me. I don't know. I guess you have to really be, I'm going to say, the diehard Jason Statham fans, to say, "Oh, I got to see this movie."
But I wouldn't recommend this to a Jason Statham fan, only because bloody action movie.
It's not the action movie you expect from him. And I don't know if he's trying to, if he took the role to branch out from what he normally, that's typecasting.
He saw a franchise.
Maybe, I don't know.
Series of novels, franchise,
so
maybe.
So we thought this will be long-term.
Well, I didn't know this until I started looking it up, and I'd mentioned it to Richard earlier, that they had done another adaptation of one of his books, and it was the movie Payback. And that was like in 1999-ish.
I've only seen pieces of it.
Somewhere in there. And that's another adaptation of one of his books. So they have done ones in the past. He wasn't Parker in that one, though, so I don't know if that was
the same series. It was the same series, but they gave him a different name than Parker. But I can't remember what it was. Like I said, I've just seen pieces of that movie.
It's been so long.
Gibson.
It's been so long since I've watched that movie, I couldn't tell you. But, as I said, I don't know. I hate to tell you to get the movie, just because it's one of those movies that you should have because it's a big-name star in it.
And it's new.
It's new. Yeah.
Just get one copy. Not three.
Yeah, if you're, huge library, you just get one copy. I just kind of depends on how your checkout with it is, because I really didn't think it was all that great of a movie. It was okay, but not, you got to watch this movie type True. Movie is my thing. But I didn't even say, is it rated R? I believe it's rated R.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So
there's a few bits.
Pretty much.
I think his wife is nude. In one scene, you catch a glimpse and...
It's like when she was getting in the shower, I think.
I don't know.
I think it was at the lake house.
Oh, yeah. When she meets him at the lake house.
Because they do have some scenes with her and one of Jennifer Lopez where they don't have clothes on, but their back's more towards you, so they can't see anything.
Jennifer Lopez is nude?
No.
See her, kind of like her back. That's about it. Or
I'd watch it just for that.
See her in her basically a bikini. She's in her bra.
She's in
and
her
panties.
Underwear.
Yeah, he makes her strip to make sure she's not wearing a wire.
Wearing a wire.
Which was another scene that was in the trailer, I think.
Oh, I can undress for you again. I think
something like that.
Yeah.
She's all into him, thinking, "Oh, I can make this a love interest. He'll really help." And then she finds out he's married.
And it's just awkward.
And she's like,
"Oh, and he never actually finds out he's married."
So she has ethics too.
Yeah.
No.
They never actually say in front of her that he's married.
No, he never really says it, but she kind of figures it out.
Yeah. And I thought it was kind of mean, like, she was mean to that cop. She had this cop that really liked her, completely blows him off. I'm like, that's as good as you're going to get with the way you act. Lord.
I said, I say one copy, you know, if someone's asking for it, get it.
ILL. You could go that far.
You'll probably have people requesting it just because of the actor.
Yeah. I'm thinking you should have one copy of it.
I would say if you, for smaller libraries, if they want to get it, get it. But if something should happen to it, I wouldn't be in a big hurry to replace it.
No.
Just ILL it. But it's almost, this was touted as a blockbuster feature last summer, wasn't it?
Yeah. Because I was, when I saw the commercials for it, I was really.
I'm not sure when it, was it last summer that it came out?
Was it summer or fall?
I think it was a fall.
Was it fall? Okay.
I don't know, is that, because looking at the commercials when it first came out, I was really excited to see it.
Yeah. Me too. I was it like, oh yeah, really this good. Looks really good. And then I watched the movie and went, ew.
Yeah.
This wasn't nearly as good as I thought it was going to be. It was like, yeah, well, okay. There's doing a podcast movie. On that one. Okay.
Yep.
Hey, we had two negative reviews. Not really negative. Two not so good reviews. Lukewarm. And stuff.
Lukewarm.
In a row here. What? Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh.
There's this part in the movie. I cannot remember who said it or something, but he was, you know, trying to get the guy not to kill him. I can't remember who they were, but he was like, "Hey, I'm not taking any sides on this. I'm like Sweden." And
it's when he went to get the credentials.
I guess, yeah. And he's like, "It's Switzerland," and shoots him.
Yeah.
And I got mad. I'm like, "No, it is Switzerland," because that's one of my things. It's like, "Hey, we're like Switzerland."
But he doesn't say Switzerland. He says some other country.
No, he says Switzerland.
Didn't
I
he?
Can't remember.
Yeah,
I thought he said some other country, but it's got a few moments where it's funny, but. Yeah, it's just not the greatest.
Use your discretion.
Yeah, use your discretion.
If you want to rent it maybe beforehand and check it out.
You want us to land the plane, Chris, or what?
Nose first.
Nose first. I think that'll pretty much do it for that go around. Is there any further things you want to discuss, Matt?
Nope, I'm good.
You're good. We'll take a short pause for Dodge City Public Library.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. As we understand, there might be some fans of nonfiction materials in CPL land, so why not head over to www.dcpl.info and check out our podcasts. We have the nonfiction fix you've been looking for. Every month, Michael, our public service librarian, and I review a nonfiction book or other item for you to consider reading or adding to your collection. So, if you love the land of black and white informative materials, head on over and check us out. By the way, Michael thinks he's a different fictional character in every episode. No guessing what he'll be next month.
This is Christian from Metropolis, America, and you are listening to Comic Pop Library.
Seems like every time around we get built up and we break back down, but I'll be there, just you wait and see. The walk turned out just the same, but I still hope there'll come a day where I'll look down and you'll be next to me, where you'll be next to me. Now we're talking on the way, I lagged behind to see if you'd stay. What a day this turned out to be. It's a good thing that we're in the back and don't let go into the flash. I can't imagine what would come of me, what would come of me. If I sing a song, sing along. If I sing a song, then you sing along.
And we are back, and we just listened to Next to Me by The Hunts and April.
Yeah,
take it away.
All right, so The Hunts are an indie folk band from the Chesapeake, Virginia area, and they've been pretty busy. They're made up of 7 siblings, 2 girls and 5 boys. And honestly,
it's the Brady Bunch.
Really?
Or the Osmonds.
It's made up of
probably
Jesse,
closer to the
Jesse, Jenny, Jonathan, Jordan, Justin, and Jameson.
Are those stage names or their real names? Who would name their kids after all? Oh, wait a minute. I did. Never mind.
Yeah, that's their relent. You see, when I first saw that, I was like, oh, it's that family that has to have the same name, the same Andrew letter Avery each time. Alton.
Curtis is the only, Curtis and Sierra sees.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, this is already kind of weird because they're that family that names their kids family. With that same letter.
I know. Oh, I guess we all do it. My aunt and uncle did too.
It was kind of weird, like looking for all this information. The hardest thing I could find, which is it's in the album, is their names. I'm like, that's perfect. I'm glad I know all this crap without their names.
Wait a minute. Okay, you threw me off. Are we doing a good review or a bad one?
I'm not going to answer that.
Whoa, you threw her for a loop. She has no idea how to recover.
And
dun, dun, dun.
Well, I don't know if they might have did that on purpose, though. Because you think about it, most of them are minors.
Yes.
Really?
So I don't know if they want their names out on the internet, per se. So if they're only in the albums, only the people that buy the albums would know their names. So.
What are their podcast?
Age ranges, April? Do you know what their age ranges are?
I think the oldest one might. Kind of looks 18.
I couldn't find teens. That either.
Do you have the album cover?
No.
I know.
It's somewhere.
It's probably.
This is what you gave me. This is the not
that is.
Yeah,
this is the Hunts?
Yeah. Open it up and you see them in there.
I'd say they look teenagers. Pretty young. Yeah.
No. There's a kid in here who looks like Justin Bieber and they all kind of get older than that.
He does look like Justin Bieber. I'm like, oh, God.
And then there's another guy who looks like not the most recent Doctor Who, but the one before him. The one that was in Harry Potter.
Oh, God. If you want to ask me, I would have told you.
Number 9?
Oh, God.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
And then one of the brothers is unusually close to his mom. Here you go.
Well, there's no mom
No, they're
in
all
there.
Siblings. Here,
sister.
Let me.
Sorry.
Wow.
Well, then.
That is Chris.
And his viewpoint on the Hunts.
Email us at admin comicpoplibrary and director to Chris.
I would say they range teenagers to early.
It'd be early 20s if they are.
Yeah.
And they've been keeping busy, and they've been on 7 U.S. tours already. They've traveled. This is a period of over 10 years, owned over 42 states. And you can also go onto their website, huntsontour.com, and you can contact their whoever to contact there. And you can pay them to come over to your school, your library, whatever your function, and they will perform for you. And that's actually how I found out about them, was one of my friends like posted pictures of them, you know, up there because they had raised money to get them to come down to their school. And I was like, who are they? Oh, they're the Hunts.
And they got a nice sound. A little bit of it, I think you commented, it was kind of bluegrassy when we did.
Yeah.
And there are some of their songs that kind of feel that way.
We used the word Snoop Dogg in the same sentence, so.
Yeah. But no, they have a good sound. They have a little bit of a
They're a Mumford band, yeah.
I don't know if they're directly a Mumford band, but they're kind of edge on that. One of their songs, the one that we just did off the break, to me has an island
Next
feel to
me.
It.
Yeah. But that's the only one on there that kind of has that type of beat, you know, the rest of it's more of the folk thing. But even when they're not like on tour or anything, they're pretty busy. In August 2012, they went to Haiti for 2 weeks and put on a sort of music program for over 100 kids there. And they brought over gifts of, like, they gave them instruments and everything and taught them how to play and all that. And they also have a summer camp from July 22nd to 26th in Virginia somewhere where you can sign up and they'll give you the lessons and all that on how to play.
Hmm. How long have you been doing this?
At least 10 years.
Wow, so they started young. Some of them still young.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because it says they've been touring for over 10 years. But, yeah. So.
They might be older than we think.
That's true, because that's how people are now. No, really, it's like...
We haven't aged well, evidently, you guys.
Wow. And she accused me of being older than Richard. She has no idea how to judge age.
Nope.
So they may be older than we think, but... Yeah.
Well, that's
two in a row. Two in a row. Two nosedives in a row. What other information you got about them?
Well, the first song on the album, Make This Leap, has gotten pretty popular. When the album first came out, or at least the song, it received airtime pretty much
right
there by some major stations. And then it has also been picked up by Milk-Bone.
Yes.
Yeah, for the dog food commercial.
Yeah. Oh, okay. The dog treat commercial.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the treat Milk-Bone, yeah.
And that's so the first song on the album.
Make the Sleep.
Yeah, Make the Sleep. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
And then we will be interviewing some of them.
We're trying to get that scheduled on up.
There. Around July.
We're hopefully in July sometime, so it'll be probably August when we actually get it up on the podcast site. Some of it is going to depend on their schedule, too. Like April said, they're getting ready to go into a summer camp and stuff like that. So April's also getting ready to go into a summer camp session as well with her band instruments, so it might be a little later than July. So. But we'll try to get in an interview with them to put up for everybody to listen to as well.
They were also mentioned on Q97.
Only because April mentioned them.
You're welcome. No, just kidding.
Yeah, we have to do the Q97 here in Garden City, Kansas. As Bruce in the Morning Show, and April got to co-host with him this last Friday. What was your essay?
Didn't you have to turn in an essay or something saying why you wanted to be on air?
No, an email.
If I had to do that, I wouldn't have been doing it.
An email?
You think I'm going to write an essay that's unnecessary? No.
So, I want to know what you wrote in to get onto this.
Since there was an age limit and I'm under, because he usually only does 18 and up, but he said he'd make an exception for me, so I mentioned in the whole Comic Pop Library thing.
Since he was doing a podcast.
Yeah.
She was kind of used to talking with the mic.
Mm-hmm. Except there wasn't a lot of talking. Like, you literally got the most, like, a minute for his little sections, you know, and then it was just pure music or commercials. It was weird.
But we were able to plug the Hunts on there briefly at the end of the show.
We got you in there.
Yeah, and she plugged the podcast.
Yep. One of the things, if you don't know them, it's probably not that big a deal. But to me, when April told me they were siblings and then I listened to some of the songs, it's kind of like, okay, some of these songs is kind of like, it's a little uncomfortable.
They're singing about all this love and everything.
Yeah, they're singing a love song to a brother and sister or a breakup song. You're like,
well then.
Okay.
Well, see, one of my thing was like.
But it's kind of hard, you know. They're siblings, but they want to do music, so.
See, I kind of have a love-hate relationship with this. I kind of have
to separate that when I listen
with this
to
album
it.
Because, like, the music is really good. It's really catchy, you know. But if you listen to it, like, straight through like we do, you know, listen to it, it all sorts of kind of sound the same.
Seem like a mixed bag where you've got some music that sounds really good and catchy and then others that's kind of just like, eh.
Or it's just really, because they have really heavy guitar and theirs, and so that makes it all start kind of sounding the same, you know. And they don't have any, like,
groups. They tend to have the same sound. We kind of mentioned that at the last podcast.
And they don't really have any, like, sad songs or, like, angry songs. It's all like, yay, we're happy. And bright and sunny outside, and there's birds chirping.
I don't know if that applies to this album.
Yeah, it does.
This is love, this is war.
It goes on to say, this is not about revenge and what I felt before. It's about how they hate each other and then they grew to love each other. And I was like, so I kind of rewrote lyrics. And I hate you.
I love you.
I was like, this is all about revenge. You know, you can suck it up.
You wrote lyrics to their music?
Yeah, I changed their lyrics. I'm like, this is bullcrap.
Yeah, but sing it in.
I'll sing it my way.
That would be like the ultimate insult. Here, let's hear some.
That's not.
No.
No, go ahead. I want to hear what. No, just say the lyrics. Don't sing it. I want to hear what you changed the lyrics to.
There was on the.
There's no better insult.
Well, on the This Is Love.
Well, she said that about that Ollie Mars song, too. What do you mean? Just get her over here to your room.
Freaking empty couch. I got to fill it up with some couches. You know, maybe a nice rug would help. Freaking symbolism crap not working for me.
Okay.
So sometimes it's difficult for her.
We're going to say April is very black and white. There is no gray area.
Yeah. But because on the song we just.
Say what you mean. Don't give me any of this.
Yeah. Just tell it.
Her word is crap.
Yeah. It's true. But because on the last song we heard, when she says, this is love, this is war, this is not about revenge. I'm like, no, this is all about revenge. Let's change that right there. This is all about revenge because I hate you. And that's what that song was supposed to be about. It started off so good and then just crashed and burned with all this love crap.
Okay, so hate mail, care of.
And then I went on to saying, this is love, this is more, this is sailing through something. And
the ocean door. Or floor. The ocean floor. Sailing through the ocean floor.
This is sailing through the storms and cry and cry out to your Lord because I'm about to beat you up, tear you down limb from limb.
Okay. Did we like this album?
She may have
I did like this album.
She may have some anger management issues.
I did like this.
That's a good one.
I like the music.
I'm confused. Do we like this?
Well, I like happy songs, but when all of them are happy, it gets boring. And then there's also the song that I really like, which makes it even worse, is called Lifting the Sea. And it starts off as like kind of like the waves are waving at him, but not at her, because she's a bad person or something. I don't know. So I was like, oh, this is a good depressing song, you know.
Good depressing.
Hey, I found one of those.
Did you? There's the mic.
I found one of those. It was extremely depressing.
But it was a good song, yeah. And that's what you need on a CD. You know, you need to like mix up the content. And then all of a sudden, for no apparent reason I could find, all of a sudden the sea's waving at both of them. I'm like, you just...
Hey, can I mix it up next podcast that we do?
You can mix up this one if you want.
She reads a sci-fi book. You do some sort of graphic novel. You do the movie, and I'll do the music.
That could be scary.
I'll mess you all up.
Will you actually listen to them?
Yeah. I already do.
Well, I'm the opposite. I kind of enjoyed the majority of the songs. There's a few that were...
I like all of the songs. It's just content.
I enjoyed it. I liked the lyrics.
I should say lyrics, yeah. The lyrics are a problem sometimes.
See, I
don't know. I liked the drop we did for the in-between sections.
Next, yeah.
Yeah, that was good. That was good, catchy tune.
I liked
it. Oh, there's this song.
Except
they have.
For I expected to hear, hey.
The album.
There you go.
I don't know what song it was. But there's a song on here where the intro. Do you guys know the NCIS intro?
Oh. No.
That does.
I used to.
I watch NCIS, I can admit it.
It's very similar to the opening for that one.
And like the when we first got this in, I put it in to listen to it. When it hit that song, first chord, I was like, is this NCIS? What's happening? And I was like, oh my gosh, it was so similar. I don't know if like they knew that, but I was like, so on the interview, I'm going to ask, are you guys fans of NCIS?
I would say it might have been Above the Storm.
I don't know, but it was like, dang.
But most of their songs are uplifting. They're trying to, you know.
Basically, I see them.
So that's what I enjoy. I don't like the down.
But see, they're piling
songs,
on their reputation. Their name, they're that family that has the same letter, first letter, and their names. They're siblings, for crying out loud. And now they're singing all of these happy songs.
It's it. Happy and we know it.
Them just being happy wouldn't be a problem.
This is not looking good for them.
Well, there's to me, there's a market for happy songs.
Exactly. Well, yeah, but see, look at all of the really popular artists today.
Apparently they're doing good. They've been doing
it
for 10 years.
For
happy
songs.
I know, but
I like that. There's a market for happy songs.
There are slower songs on here. They're not all upbeat.
The last song, I love their last song called Morning Light.
Rich is trying to expose her daughter for being a hater.
No, I really do like...
Hate them.
I know, I like... I love them, and I hate them. It's like that love-hate thing. I love the music.
You hate them, but you're trying to be nice?
No, I really do like them, but it's like, it's not my fault they have all that
stuff. She likes the
music,
she just doesn't like them.
We're really getting her in trouble.
I like them, I like their music, but I think they should really try to change up their music a bit, you know? Just add a little
sing first album.
Sing some Usher, man.
Yeah, this is their first album, period.
This is their first album.
This is their debut. And it's not a bad price. I think it was $10.
I don't know. I don't buy it.
They take PayPal, so it's pretty easy to do it that way.
You can
way,
only get it from their website? Or
yeah.
At this point, yes.
Okay.
And that's at the Hunts on tour, you
if
said,
the
April?
Hunts, yeah. And if the Hunts are listening to this, on your homepage, at least put a little bit of a bio, because it makes it really hard for people who want to review you find information on you.
But like I said, that might have been intentional, though.
Well, I know, but they can put some info. They don't have to mention names or ages. Because honestly, all it is like slap on is humongous picture of them. I'm like,
tell us where they're from.
No, it doesn't. Not
you said
not
Virginia.
I had to find that on a different place.
Oh,
yeah.
So
I haven't been
no one knows where they're from.
Yeah, I guess it's like, oh my god.
Okay, so what's
they're a family of CIA agents.
Yeah,
who are witness protection,
whatever. Age range, things like that.
I'd have to go back and look at their webpage again.
Range?
I can't remember.
No, recommendation for
CIA and CIS.
I really can't think of an age range that wouldn't enjoy
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this would appeal to most everybody.
Yeah.
The one, like I said, they have their slower songs. And to be honest, a lot of times to come to April's defense to help her out a little bit, in the morning, in the evening, most of the times this is what's playing is their album. So mm-hmm. she's not lying that she likes the album.
I put it in, I blast it up, I sing along.
So ever since we've gotten it, she's been playing it pretty hard.
Wearing out the disc, huh?
Yeah, she has. So.
And see, it's not, and I'm not saying.
She'd wear out the CD player before she wore out the disc.
Yeah, the CD player's a little old, but.
But and with the whole, I don't have anger issues, because.
That's denial.
Because everybody.
Not just the Egyptian.
Everybody
I
has.
I accept your reality and substitute my own.
Everybody has that day or whatever, just for whatever reason, no reason at all, usually, you're just depressed or you're just angry and you don't want to listen to the happy songs. You want to listen to a good, sad song. And this album does not provide that. It's not versatile.
And they could do something different for an future album.
Who knows what their future stuff? Since this is their debut, who knows what they're going to do next?
I broke up with my sister.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Tennant. David Tennant. The Doctor Who.
That's Tennant. Are we still talking about that?
Wow.
Who looks like him? Let me see. Well, see,
apparently Richard also suffers from ADOSS.
No, well, you guys, because I thought you were talking about David Tennant, but I couldn't think of anyone that looked like him.
It was bothering me. I've been talking and thinking of this the whole time. Ask Chris. He's the one that said it.
Which one?
Richard, you suffer from ADOSS?
Not all the time.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought, yeah. No, he looks more like the new one, not David Tennant, the newest one.
There you go.
What is his name, Matt?
Oh, who what?
Yeah, who cares about the album? No, let's talk about Doctor Who.
Really, though, Doctor Who takes a lot of precedence right now.
And this one, I think this one would be one where you could place it into your country or bluegrass section.
Yeah.
Or where you would put Mumford & Sons.
We just have a music section.
You could definitely put it in the music section.
Yeah, we just have a music section.
But if you have a divided break by genre.
We don't. It's just music. Here
we went to Wichita's library, and on their top floor, they had just full-on music and some music movies, but it was just music by genre.
Must be nice to have a floor just for multimedia.
Yeah.
This would be one that I would say it's a good album. They have a good sound. It's a rich sound.
Jesse's mom. I like it. God.
I think it would appeal to most ages.
One of the people in here is named Jesse. That's funny.
Okay.
I don't want to know. Okay. Let's go. Let's wrap this up.
But
we're beating a dead animal.
One of the other things is that I would think it would be kind of hard to get everybody in there to singing when you've got 7 people in the group. That's a lot.
For groups like that, it sometimes is hard, yes.
Yeah. You're going to break up. But awkward Thanksgiving meals.
Chris is
they're probably already
we need
awkward.
To wrap this up here. Come on.
April, they're already awkward.
Nah. This one I would say encourage everybody to pick up.
It's 10 bucks.
If you have a music collection in your library, pick it up for your music collection. Everybody would enjoy it. You might have to direct them towards it because they're not your marquee people. And that's not what we're
really
tending.
Cool.
We're wanting to hit the smaller artists. And this is one I would say definitely pick up for your collection. Anybody would enjoy it.
Yep.
Anything else,
April? I think it was cool.
No, I think that's it.
All right. We'd like to thank everybody for listening today. If you have any comments, suggestions, or requests, you can send us a book title or music album that you want us to review, and we can do that. We also want to do a shout-out to the blog Sound of Nation. They had us on their Twitter account where they told everybody. Twitter account, sorry.
It's a tweet on Twitter.
I apologize.
I like twits on Twitter.
But they gave us a shout-out to everybody to check us out, so thank you for doing that. And everybody who's been sending stuff to us, we appreciate it. We're trying to work out some more interviews that have been coming our way. We have a gentleman on the line that we're hopefully from Taiwan that we'll be doing some of his stuff.
Maybe from Argentina? Was that it?
He's from Taiwan.
Oh, this is the same guy. Okay.
And plus the Hunts, we're working on that for an interview as well. So definitely are interested. Get in touch with us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com or find us on our Facebook page at Comic Pop Library. That's how Ken Johnson got a hold of us. So we will definitely look at your product. Anybody that just wants to say hello, even, we'll even mention that on
hello.
The podcast. So,
what are you doing today? How are you?
And we'll even put fake accents in. So, so hopefully everybody's having fun out there.
We should just do a podcast where the whole entire time we have to do a different accent.
I don't have many in my repertoire.
No. Me neither.
I have a lot of accents.
The guy who does our Book of the Month, he pretends he's a different character every time we do a book.
That would be so cool.
But, well, we are having fun. Everybody take care out there. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
I can hear them screaming into the early night, enemies surround, and I don't know that I can take another fight. Another morning keeps me waiting for the moment when our tears will fade away. I'll hold to you to pull us through what they might say, that we were lost and gone astray. They say I've lost my mind. Yeah, they've so much to find. So I will take this flight into the morning light. Lord, will you protect me from things I cannot see, and turn my darkest night into the morning light.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.